Archette Audio presents The Conditions of Love, written by Dale Kushner, read by Tara Oakes.
For Bert, Keeper of My Heart. Henrietta knew of the heart as an organ. She privately saw it covered in red plush and believed it could not break, though it might tear. Elizabeth Bowen, The House in Paris. We insist, it seems, on living. Virginia Woolf, The Waves. Part 1. Mern, Via Separatio, 1953-1958. Chapter 1. Mern. My mother was dead set against me calling her Ma. When the offending sound passed from my lips, she pinched my chin and enunciated very slowly, the way she later talked to her parakeet, Mr. Puccini. Baby, say Mern. Not Mama, baby, say Mern. She was hoping, no doubt, that with time and a little encouragement, I might grow into an adaptable companion, whose demands were minimal, someone with whom she could discuss Cary Grant's Perfect Profile, Shelley Winter's Yen for Men. Mern was different, and I was different too. I was the only kid I knew who didn't have a father. Do you miss him? Neighborhood kids would ask. He's gone, I'd say, shrugging. Will you see him again? Why did he leave? Don't know, I'd answer. And I didn't. I soon learned about playground cruelty, the broad scope of taunting, school, a place where tedium and terror hunkered side by side. I learned the response of no response, the stare 'em down factor, how to hold back tears by pressing my tongue into my palate until my tormentors got bored and skipped off. I kept my distance from games of jump rope and hopscotch, girls in gangs of three or four. Mern signed my report cards each semester without looking at the growing number of checks in the needs improvement column, the loopy M in Mern sprouting butterfly wings. My mother didn't care if I memorized the states and their capitals, the names of the presidents, the five biggest rivers in the world. So why should I?
There were no nurse...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?